It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Cats Recap Show, presented by Verizon, the network America relies on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Coming up, the three stars of the game, a look back at tonight's game, and a preview of the Cats' next game.
Cats Recap Show begins now. Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans, and Billy Lindsay with you. The Panthers fall short to the Vegas Golden Knights 3-2. Vegas was up 3-0 in the game. Panthers get two. Just couldn't get that tying goal to force overtime. And Vegas up 3-1 now in the series. Game 5 Tuesday at T-Mobile Arena out in Las Vegas. The Panthers will look to win that game to keep their season alive. They came back from 3-1 down against Boston in the opening series, won the final three. We'll see if they could do it again coming up. Starting Tuesday, one game at a time, but still, Panthers lost the first two in Vegas. They'll look to break through on Tuesday night as we begin the Cats Recap Show now with the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Thanks, Kevin. The final score in this one, 3-2. Vegas takes it in regulation. They lead the series 3-1. We will get to your three stars here in just a moment. As far as an update of some of the records here, as far as the Panthers go, Sergei Bobrovsky is now 12-5 overall individually in the playoffs. The Panthers 5-4 on home ice in the playoffs, and their overall playoff record 13-7. In the playoffs. They trail this series 3-1. Vegas on the other side. Aiden Hill's now 10-4 in the playoffs in 15 games. They are 7-3 on the road in the playoffs, and they've taken 15 out of 21 games they've played in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So just an update of some of the numbers there following this game four conclusion. The Golden Knights take it 3-2. They lead the Stanley Cup Final 3-1, and they are now a win away from winning their first Stanley Cup. The Panthers are going to try to live to fight another day if they can get a win in Game 5, which is going to be Tuesday at 8 Eastern out in Vegas. Your three stars of the game tonight, the number three star from the Vegas Golden Knights, a guy who's been right in the middle of a lot of things for Vegas throughout the series, Mark Stone, their captain, 2 assists +1, 16 minutes, 35 seconds on the ice for him. Alexander Barkov takes home second star honors, a goal, an assist, +2, 20 minutes, 23 seconds on the ice. He was 63% the faceoff circle as well, 15-9, his faceoff win-loss record. And Chandler Stephenson, no surprise there, gets top star honors tonight, scored the first two goals in this game. 2 goals +1, 16 minutes, 44 seconds on the ice, 1 6 of 10 faceoffs for Bruce Cassidy's club, Chandler Stephenson, who opened the scoring less than 2 minutes in. He gets the two markers in this one, and he takes home top star honors tonight. And I think you look right back to that. The Panthers, you love the way they played the back half of the game. They were patient. They let it come to them, and they were able to eventually dictate a lot of the momentum in that game. But at the end of the day, a team like Vegas, when they're allowed to take a 1-0 lead less than 2 minutes into the game, it just gives them a good chance to get things rolling their way, and that's what they did for so much of the hockey game.
He played one period. That's what it comes down to. What you saw in the third period is what you had to do throughout the course of the game, and you expect maybe that you're looking like that. And the physical play ramped up in the third. You saw the big hits, and Panthers were really physical, over-physical the couple of games. Paul Maurice wanted to dial it down. But you got to be able to find that happy medium where they're still at, where you're just going after teams, you're attacking teams. And we saw Bennett and everyone throwing hits in the third period, the D up, and that really brought the life back into the team. It was a slow start. It was a sluggish start the first 5-6 minutes, and bad line change right at the start of the game, and Stephenson on a breakaway scores a goal. That Stephenson line that was -3 last game with Stone and Howden, they flipped the script, and they were the best line for Vegas. They stood out. Chandler Stephenson had numerous opportunities beyond the two goals. Stone was impactful. It's just, it's tough. And that was, even that third period, that's mostly without Tkachuk, and you're still able to have that. But you even saw more from Barkov and Lundell and everyone. It's
Matthew Tkachuk still logged 1640 in tonight's game.
Yeah.
19 shifts, though, in comparison to the guys that he normally plays with. Sam Bennett played 24 shifts in this game, for example. That's a guy that he plays with a lot. Carter Verhaeghe played 24 shifts, and Matthew Tkachuk limited to 19 shifts. So there was a stretch there in the third period where he wasn't in the action.
Yeah. So we'll see what goes out, but we got to move on to Vegas and get ready for the next one, and that's all you got. What you saw in the third period is what we're going to have to see throughout the whole game in Vegas. It's a tough building. Lost a couple games there. You're looking for some redemption, and if you play like you did in the third period, you got a chance, but it has to be a 60-minute effort, not the 40. Because you look back at those first couple of periods and the goal by Montour that bounced off a couple of bodies, you could look back at those first couple of periods, and there was less than a handful of scoring chances by the Panthers. It's let alone rebound opportunities, what they're best at, zone time, all that kind of stuff that you're looking for. There was the Tkachuk chance on the side of the net off a faceoff that comes to mind. The rest were from the outside, or the shots were blocked. And then in the third period, there was all kinds of traffic at Hill and all kinds of shots. Has to be that way for three. That's Panthers, the credit, that it's always there. The fight's always there. The dig in. But this Vegas team is, Bruce Cassidy's talked about it, 1 through 20, and they're not going to let you off the hook. And if you start slow or don't have your A game right off the bat,
yeah, they're going to pounce on you.
They're going to pounce on you, and they did that tonight. And the Panthers come up short. And we'll move forward and see if we can come up with a third period like we did for three periods in Vegas.
Now, you look back, and I guess we'll leave with this one before we hand it to the break, and Kevin Rogers will recap everything that took place tonight with the stats and the highlights coming up on the other side of the break. But you go back to the Western Conference Final, and the Vegas Golden Knights had a chance to close out that series on home ice, and they missed on that opportunity. The Dallas Stars were able to go in there facing elimination and get a win over the Vegas Golden Knights to push that series out one more game. They ultimately did fall, but the Vegas Golden Knights in an elimination game, one round to go, they missed the opportunity and weren't able to close the deal. So the Panthers hoping to repeat what Dallas did to Vegas, at least for Game 5, coming up on Tuesday night. So 8 o'clock Eastern, Tuesday, wherever you're tuned in right now, you can find us for the game on Tuesday night from Vegas. So yep. The Panthers will look to, and that one game at a time mindset comes into play here. You just have to look at it as one game, and you win it to live to fight another day here, as the Vegas Golden Knights have now positioned themselves one win away from a Stanley Cup. 3-2, it's the Vegas Golden Knights taking it tonight in regulation. Kevin Rogers walks you through everything that took place coming up on the other side of the break. Lots more to get to here in the Cats Recap Show. 3-2 Vegas wins it on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Continues. Kevin Rogers with you. The Golden Knights hold off the Panthers 3-2 in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight at FLA Live Arena. Vegas now up 3-1, heading back home Tuesday night for Game 5. Vegas with a win. They will pick up their first ever Stanley Cup title in their short franchise history. A Panthers win Tuesday, and we'll have a Game 6 back at FLA Live Arena next Friday night. So the Panthers coming off the 3-2 overtime win in Game 3. And the Panthers looking to even up this series at 2 apiece. The Panthers 7-0 in overtime this year. The game after they won in overtime, they only have one loss. And that came to Toronto back in Game 4 of the second round. So the Panthers really haven't had a lot of letdowns after the overtime wins. Now, Sergei Bobrovsky starting in net once again for the Panthers. Aiden Hill in for Vegas. And the Panthers, they scored first in Game 3, but unfortunately, it was the Golden Knights who would strike first for the 1-0 advantage.
That'll back the Golden Knights up, and they'll restart the entry. In they go quickly, past the defense, Stevenson a shot, and he scores. And Vegas is on the board, 1:39 in, 1-0 Golden Knights, as Chandler Stevenson got behind everyone, and he was able to sneak one past Bobrovsky.
Chandler Stephenson, his first of the series. He had a big night, and his ninth of the playoffs. Zach Whitecloud and Mark Stone assisting there. Just 1:39 into the first period, and Vegas takes advantage there in a 1-0 lead. 1-0 through one, so we fast forward to the second period where less than 8 minutes in, it was Stephenson once again to give the Golden Knights a 2-0 lead.
Stephenson, short pass. It's one-handed along by Stone. Now he's got it near side. Looks out to the high slot. Stephenson, a shot. He scores. A bang-bang play there. Stone to Stephenson, who's got two tonight. And it's 2-0 Vegas with 12:32 to go in the second. And what stick-handling work by Mark Stone along the left wing to create that.
And Mark Stone assisting on that goal, his second assist. Stephenson, his second goal, his 10th of the postseason. Nicholas Hague also assisting there, 7:28 into the second period in Vegas with a 2-0 lead. And then less than 3 minutes later, William Karlsson taking advantage of a rebound and beating Sergei Bobrovsky for a 3-0 Vegas advantage.
Puck squirts out to the high slot area. Hague, a shot, and to save Bobrovsky, the rebound, they score. William Karlsson found a bouncing puck out in front. It's 3-0 Golden Knights with 8:56 to play here in the second.
So Vegas had two power play goals in Game 3, no even strength goals. Tonight they have three even strength goals. William Karlsson is 11th of the postseason. Hague, another assist. Jonathan Marsh is so assisting there, 11:04 into the second period, giving the Golden Knights a 3-0 lead. The good news is Marchessault and Stone didn't score a goal tonight, even though they combined for 3 points, but also Vegas has so many other options, and unfortunately the Panthers fell into a hole. But 5 minutes later, though, the Panthers, they got on the board in a pretty unconventional way.
Over to the far side, rolling puck, and Stone with it for Vegas. Had it torn away by Anton Lundell. Across, here's Barkov. Barkov up the near side. Look to push it along down to our right. Now to one. A pinballing puck put on net. They score. Brandon Montour with the shot from the right point. It took a couple of bounces. The Panthers will take it, and they get back to within a pair.
And the two bounces off skates of two separate Vegas players getting past Aiden Hill. And Brandon Montour, for the second straight game, he scores a goal. His eighth of the postseason, 16:09 to the second period. Alexander Barkov with the assist there. And Panthers trailing at that point 1, so down 2 in the third, not out of reach. But the Panthers, they needed an early goal in the third, and they got it from their captain, Alexander Barkov.
To Lundell, left wing side. Down low, Montour back in front, right circle shot, and they score! Barkov, and the Panthers are back to within 1. 16:10 to play here in the third, and the Panthers get the one they were looking for here early in the final frame of regulation.
3:50 into the third period. Alexander Barkov scoring his fifth of the postseason. Brandon Montour and Anton Lundell with the assist. Panthers down 3-2 at that point. They had some opportunities at the end. Panthers got on the power play after a Vegas two-minute minor for delay of game. And the Panthers had pulled Sergei Bobrovsky for the extra attacker. They had a 6-on-4, in fact, in the last minute, but just could not get that tying goal like they did a few nights ago with Matthew Tkachuk. And the Panthers lose this one 3-2 tonight to Vegas, and they will head back out to T-Mobile Arena, a venue they've never won at. I know Vegas only been in the league a few years, but still the Panthers looking to break through with a win to save their season on Tuesday night. Sergei Bobrovsky, 28 saves on 31 Vegas shots. Aiden Hill continues to have a fantastic postseason. Vegas had a merry-go-round at goalie this season, but Hill's the guy right now, 29 saves on 31 shots. And he has the Vegas Golden Knights on the verge of their first ever Stanley Cup title. Coming up, we'll take a look at the JetBlue Out-of-Town scoreboard. Doug and Billy will wrap things up, and the Panthers will turn the page and head back out to Sin City for Tuesday's matchup, Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final between the Panthers and the Golden Knights. Game 4 goes to Vegas 3-2 tonight. Golden Knights now up 3-1 in the series. You're listening to the Cats Recap Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Recap show continues. Kevin Rogers, Doug Pagans, and Billy Lindsay with you. Panthers fall to the Golden Knights 3-2 in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. Vegas up 3-1 in the series. Game 5 on Tuesday from T-Mobile Arena out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's take a quick look at the JetBlue out-of-town scoreboard. JetBlue, the official airline of the Florida Panthers. The Miami Marlins, another win today as they win in Chicago over the White Sox 5-1. And the Miami Heat back in action Monday night for Game 5 of the NBA Finals. They trail the Denver Nuggets 3-1. Panthers down 3-1 to the Golden Knights. We'll look to keep things going with a win on Tuesday back in Vegas as we head now back to FLA Live Arena with the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans, and Billy Lindsay.
Thanks very much, Kevin. And before we get into any final thoughts here from this one, as we mentioned there, the Vegas Golden Knights, they win this one 3-2. They take a 3-1 lead in the series. Game 5 is going to be Tuesday in Vegas, 8 Eastern. Wherever you tuned in tonight, you can find us coming up on Tuesday evening. We've got some sound from the Panthers dressing room. Matt Wilson from our crew downstairs working his way through the Panthers dressing room. And we've got some sound from Alexander Barkov, Panthers captain, who just spoke to the media. And let's get right to that.
Come back. What's the mood in here right now after losing that game?
Obviously not a result that not we didn't want the result, but I think we had a good pushback, and all we gotta do is take that for the next game and play like that whole game. I know we did stuff against any team in this league to come back from 3-0, but we almost did, so take the good things and move on.
What did you feel like went wrong in the first half of the game when they built the 3-0 lead?
It's tough to say right now. Like, I'm not really like thinking about that, but obviously like gave them all too much space and time and to make those plays, and they got the 3-goal lead, and you can't really do that right now in this situation. So, but we had a good pushback, and that's all we can think about right now.
Marquis, how challenging was it to try to come back in the third period with Tkachuk on the bench for most of it?
I mean, yeah, it's against any team, against in any situation. 3-goal lead is a tough lead to come back. But like I said, we almost did, and we finished the game on a good note. I know we didn't win, and but all we can do is think ahead and think about the next one.
You've been here before. How much get through the next couple of days?
Yeah, you got to win 4, so it's 3-1. I know they're 1 win away. We're 3 wins away, but all we can do is think about one game, bringing it back to Florida, and that's our goal. That's what we want to do in Vegas and go there and try and win that game.
What was working well with you, Lundell, and Reinhardt when you guys ended up getting on the line together?
Yeah, we've played before together. I think we played a lot this season, so we know each other. Everyone thinks about the game same way, and moving the puck and moving the feet and just working hard, and I know we got some looks, but yeah.
What did you think of the end of the game? Was that this frustration coming out between you guys and the Knights at the end after the final buzzer?
No, it's just hard play game. Like those cramps are gonna come. I know, like during the game, referees give penalties, so we don't want to do that. But I know we're close to tying the game, and there are a lot of guys at the net, and those things happen.
Deep with.
as many comebacks as you guys have had when you get that goal to make it 3-2. Confidence level, I guess, was pretty high that you were going to tie it and see what happens.
Yeah, like I said, we were close. I know they had some chances too in the third, but Bob was there for us. But we had some chances. We got some looks, but it just didn't go in for us this time.
It seems like this Vegas team is very hard to force into making a mistake. What were some of those things you guys were doing right to force them into making those mistakes in the third?
I think we just raised the pace of the game. I think like we wanted more. We wanted to score more, and I think that might be it. But of course, we got to look on the video and see what we can do better. But I think I like our effort, especially at the end of the game, and that's what we got to do next game.
Is it frustrating that you were close and you couldn't do it?
A little bit, of course. Like, you know, we didn't get the result we wanted. Like, we wanted to obviously win the game. We didn't get it. So, yeah, not happy about that. But there's no time in this situation to be frustrated or be down or think about bad things. Like, all you got to do is just recover and move on.
Barkov right there, speaking to the media moments ago downstairs in the dressing room following this 3-2 game 4 loss. Also a tweet here from Michael Russo from The Athletic, covers the NHL, and a lot of folks down here in South Florida would know him from going back to his time earlier in his career working down here in South Florida. But a quote from Michael Russo, or a tweet from Michael Russo, says, Paul Maurice said Matthew Tkachuk had to grind through tonight, and they sat him to try to preserve what he had left. Maurice says with 2 days off, they'll assess him, his injury before game 5. Obviously, he was limited there down the stretch in this game in the third period.
Yeah, no idea what it is. Not going to speculate, so we'll see if he's there for game 5. That's all we can do on Matthew Tkachuk, and he's a warrior. He's a battler. If he can't play, he's going to be on the ice. Even to see him out there.
Yeah.
He missed 8-9 minutes, but he still was going to come out and give some shifts at the end of the game, and that shows to his warrior and his battle level.
When you need a goal, if there's a scrum out in front of the net in the final seconds of a game, whatever he's got, he would be able to help you in that situation.
So the final sequence of that, the game with the final shot there, the Tkachuk had that rebound, and there was still time on the clock, and he pull-dragged it, and Aiden Hill made a left pad save. If it's another 8-9 inches higher, maybe even 6 inches, it's in the net. Yeah. So that's how close.
It's close.
And then Barkov had – when Barkov got to the second rebound after that to try and shovel it in, I believe the time had gone off the clock at that point, and the melee ensued after that. Better starts, more commitment throughout the course of the game. Montour was fabulous again, watching that guy play. He's a treat when he's on. Mm-hmm. It's just up and down, and brand new father. Congratulations.
But congratulations.
Watching him just fly up and down the ice and get that goal and set up that Barkov goal. Special player. Special time of year. And the attrition that you have to go and put your body through is tough at this time of year. And without Lowe-Storin in the lineup, with Matthew Tkachuk being banged up and hurt, you have to shorten your bench so much, and you look at the other side with Vegas, they're intact. They even got, as you mentioned off air, they got Teddy Bluger sitting out, a healthy forward that's been in and out of the lineup in these playoffs that could come in at a whim's notice if needed. And today, for the Panthers, too, you got to give credit on the other side to Vegas.
Yep.
This is a good group and a good team. And their depth has shown throughout the course of these playoffs. One line, second line, you don't know where it's going to come from. They're scoring, and it could come from anywhere. And that's why line matchups are no issue for this team. Home, road, doesn't matter what line they got on the ice. They're comfortable with it. And two players that didn't have goals, two of their star players that didn't have goals coming into this series, William Karlsson and Stevenson with two. Jack Eichel still doesn't have a goal in 11 games.
Yeah, didn't score in the Dallas series either.
Just hasn't scored, and he's still been fairly impactful for the group. But Eichel's a superstar-level player. Mm-hmm. And he's just a cog in the machine over there, just another piece of that wheel that just kind of keeps turning over and over. So that's the test you're up against, and it's going to take the absolute best from the Panthers to push it back here. But if you do push it back, you saw it in the Boston series.
It can be done.
But Vegas is tough, and you got to – to me, it's got to be that third period is – that was the physicality and the emotion without doing too much. You brought it, and you kind of tiptoed into this game. You just kind of tiptoed. You got to – in the Stanley Cup Finals, you got to dive head first. Right in. You can't kind of tiptoe and wade your way into the waters and see what the outcome is going to be. Got flat-footed, and Vegas was able to take advantage of it, and 3-0 hole. You heard Barkov talk about it. It's too big of a hill to climb, and we'll see if they can get to Aiden Hill next game. Speaking of hills, as we move on to Vegas, you do have a couple of days to get rest and get prepared, and we'll see you at 8 Eastern in a couple days.
Yeah, 8 Eastern on Tuesday night, Game 5, before we get ready to wrap the Cats Recap Show. Just checking back with the studio. Danny Garcia, any other sound ready perhaps from back there? Are we good to go here? Is that what we have? We've got one more. We'll go to Brandon Montour from downstairs in the Panthers dressing room as Matt Wilson and Vlad Lusaint downstairs gathering some sound post game. Here's Brandon Montour as he spoke to the media moments ago.
You guys were so close there. How frustrating was it to come up just short there in the final seconds?
Yeah, I mean, the battle's there. Had some chances. Just didn't find the way back in. So, we resilient group again. Battled, but I think we let up obviously a little bit there in the second, and a little easy play for them on that first goal. And, you know, the resilience there, like I said, we're not going to give up. So we're in a spot where we've been. You know, it's tough, but, we're going to keep working.
How big was Barkov, especially in that third period tonight? It seemed like he was on the ice constantly, especially when Tkachuk was out for a little bit there.
He's a horse. That's what we need from our big players. Obviously, he's shown that his whole career. So no doubt that, you know, he's going to step up and make plays and help this team move forward. And, nothing new with him. He's just, you know, he plays hard, plays, you know, he's the best player in the world for a reason, and, you know, we need him to keep going like that.
It seems like it's really hard to force this Vegas team into making mistakes. What were some of those things you were saying in the third where you were finally able to kind of break through from that kind of slow structure they were playing?
No, I mean, I don't think that at all. I think, you know, we had our chances. Like I said, a couple silly plays from us that ended up in the back of the net, and it is what it is. It's, you know, they go up 3-0. We battle back. Obviously, we can't get that last one, but bits and pieces that, you know, we need to keep going when, you know, our strengths. And I think it's nothing that they're doing. It's just clean up a little bit on our side.
Knowing that you guys have been in the same situation, down 3-1, going into the road and knocking off an elimination game, is the belief level still high in this locker room?
Yeah, and it's got to be. Like I said, I think the confidence is there. It's nice that obviously we did it before, so the belief's got to be there. You know, that's the only way out of this. You know, obviously we're in a hole, but I like our chances, you know, to get back. We got to fight in this group, and, guys are desperate to, you know, win these next ones.
It's tough to come back from 3-0 in a game anytime.
Yeah.
But when Matthew's on the bench for a good portion of it, how much more difficult does that climb become?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a big player that, I don't know if he took shifts off, like you said, but maybe it's next man up mentality all year when guys are out. And, we're a team for a reason. You know, obviously that's a big part of our team, but guys need to step up and play those roles. And like I said, I think we've done that all year.
How much more guys? How much did you see Barkov elevate his game?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said. No surprise there. Big player. Obviously, he's the best in the world for a reason, and see a guy like that makes big plays, there's no quitting him, and when we see that, everyone else keeps going to him.
Anton Lundell had that floater pass over to you on Barkov's goal there, but he's elevated his game all Stanley Cup final long. What have you seen from him throughout the series?
Yeah, playing well, elevating his game, obviously as a young guy, that's great. But no, anything. I think it's, you know, everyone's got to elevate that much more, and he's going to be a big part of us getting back in and clawing back in the series.
It's two games now that you guys get to fight back, and one you do, one you don't. Is there something you can do in sort of in the middle of these games to ratchet up that desperation that you guys had?
Yeah, I mean, I like our fight. Like I said, it's, you know, silly plays. That first one, obviously a breakaway that, you know, I don't think needed to happen. Let up in the second a little bit, but we're fighting back. You know, that third period, we're a desperate team and we're dangerous. I think, obviously, they might be sitting back a little bit, 3-0, but we just got to keep pushing. You know, we got it in this group. You know, yeah.
Brandon Montour of the Panthers right there. Some more sound from downstairs in the Panthers dressing room. Panthers look to regroup and will look to get a Game 5 win to be able to fight another day here in these Stanley Cup playoffs and this Stanley Cup final. Panthers playoffs presented by City Furniture. Tonight's Game 4 presented by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. And that's going to do it for us tonight. We'll be back at it for Game 5 from Vegas. Wherever you're tuned in tonight, you can catch us for Game 5. So that's it for us tonight. I want to thank everybody who tuned in, made Panthers hockey a part of your night, whether you listen on a radio, phone, or computer, however you tuned in. Thanks for making Panthers hockey a part of your evening. Big thanks to our entire outstanding crew, our on-site engineers, Manny Chang, Robert Grieper, Danny Garcia back in the studio, Bridget Sullivan, our traffic manager, Matt Wilson, Vlad Lusant back in the or downstairs gathering sound there for postgame, and again, Kevin Rogers, our host, Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner. Great job by everybody across the board tonight, and again, big thanks to all of you who tuned in this evening and all of you who are in the car driving home tonight. We thank you very much for being out here at FLA Live Arena with us for tonight's Game 4. And we thank you very much for making the Cats Recap Show a part of your drive home. Next up for the Panthers, Game 5 is going to be Tuesday night from Vegas, 8 o'clock Eastern puck drop. We're on the air on 560 WQAM, our flagship home, beginning at 7 p.m. with extended local pregame coverage. 7:30, we hit our network pregame show. You can catch that, as always, on Real Radio 92.1, as well as 100.3 Thunder Country down in the Florida Keys. Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, I should say. And then we'll drop the puck at 8 o'clock. You can also tune in on Sirius XM, Sirius 138, XM 220, 932 on the Sirius XM app. The NHL app is also where you can go to take all the guesswork out of it and find the game coming up on Tuesday night. So that's where you can find the action Tuesday, 8 Eastern from Vegas, as the Panthers look to extend the series. They trail this Stanley Cup final 3-1 following a 3-2 Vegas victory here tonight in Game 4. That's it for us. Once more, your final score in Game 4. Vegas 3 and the Panthers 2. Vegas takes a 3-1 lead in this Stanley Cup final. For our entire outstanding crew, I'm Doug Plagans. We'll talk to you Tuesday night from Vegas. Game 5 starts at 8 o'clock Eastern. That's it for us this evening. Again, for our entire outstanding crew, thanks for being with us tonight. I'm Doug Plagans. Have a good night, everybody.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.